prayer, something about Prabhupada Desh. I met one devotee on the stairway here in the house the other day, and and then now he lives in Bergen, Norway, the Krishna temple there. So I kind of thought it was, well, I just blurted out something, you know, because temple president of Stockholm is from Bergen. And I said, I think it would be good if he went back to Bergen. He would fit there. And I don't know why I said that. Well, of course, because that's what I think. And then I really thought, I continued talking there, I really thought that his Prabhupada Desh is a very nice and important thing. That you are born and grown up in a country, you know the place, you're part of the place, you're one of us, and you understand the language, the behavior, you know, the little cultural traits like that. You can relate to people. And you yourself feel at home. You're strong. You are på hemmaplan, as we say in Swedish, whatever that is. And then I realized that maybe, you know, that devotee also, who is Swedish and who joined there in Alnvik, who is, and who likes to be a preacher, as we call it, to spread Krishna consciousness. Why doesn't he do it here? This is his Prabhupada Desh. Why do devotees always have to go to another country, to the next country? And there are all these Russians and, okay, the Ukrainians is another thing, but and even Indians and this, I mean, of course, people emigrate and like that, but it seems sometimes that devotees think the green is, the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. I believe in Prabhupada Desh. Here I am. I don't need to go to the big place or to some other place. I can just stay where I am, and I can be serving the Sankirtan mission in so many ways today. Even this traveling around, as we used to do, thinking this is what a sadhu, brahmachari or sannyasi should do. It's expensive today, and it's not needed really due to this fantastic communication system we have today.